My name is Dr. Sandra Carlson, and I'm a professor of archaeology at the University of Chicago. The struggle for land is what seems to define the early years of the new era, but it's important to remember that in many ways this was a struggle for the hearts and minds of the population as well. The time after the dissolution of the United States is inarguably one of chaos and confusion, with people seeking a new direction forward. This is perhaps why we see such signs of hypernationalism and tribalism in virtually every zone, whether disseminated from the top down by zone authorities or from the bottom up by rebel groups. The propaganda imagery we encounter in ARC artifacts tells us that a palpable sense of us versus them pervades daily life in the zones. Many artifacts recovered from Pacific Zone ARCs in particular featured these sorts of messages. Effectively, you have government-funded propaganda stepping in to knit together a population spread from the Mexican to the Canadian borders. Among these artifacts, we see a lot of positive messages. These are focused on the quality of life enjoyed by residents in the Pacific Zone. However, these artifacts also include prominent anti-Southwest Zone messages, which seems understandable, given the territorial skirmishes along the Colorado River. Now, claims of Southwest Zone atrocities, threats of retribution, and a concerted campaign to root out infiltrators and sympathizers dominates this propaganda, which appears to permeate the culture through posters, graffiti, radio and television, and dropnet videos. As far as anti-government propaganda is concerned, much of it takes aim at Nicholas Tsung, the PZ president until his NE13 assassination, a polarizing figure among his PZ constituents due to his reliance on government surveillance and ruthless suppression of dissent. Tsung is nonetheless credited with keeping the territories encompassing present-day California, Oregon, and Washington united. In Doyle's model, a poster can be seen depicting Tsung knee-deep in blood in front of bombs raining down. The miniature poster is a replica of an original artifact found in the Graves Ark. Now, the word asesino also appears. This translates to murderer. This likely refers to the war crime Tsung was blamed for in the Colorado River region. Other posters featuring pixelated faces seem to function as memorials of sorts. ARCs in the region, including the Maddox ARC, contain these pixelated images, which presumably depict Pacific and Southwest Zone citizens that were disappeared by security forces. We assume the dates refer to when the person went missing. Now, it's important to note that given the environment, posting an image like this publicly would be its own form of protest.